Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. In our last episode on the seasons of parenting, we talked about how our role as parents is constantly changing as our children grow. One of the strategies I mentioned was practicing flexibility. And today, we're going to spend a little time with that idea. So, what do I mean by flexibility? Flexibility is the ability to adjust when life changes, because life does change. It's about noticing when a routine or approach no longer feels as smooth as it once did, and gently experimenting with something different. It's simply an acknowledgement that parenting is a moving, shifting journey, and what worked before may need a little reshaping now. Practicing flexibility is really important for our well-being as parents because it protects our energy. Holding tightly to what used to work, even when it clearly doesn't anymore, is exhausting. Flexibility also reduces conflict. When we adapt, there's less pushing against one another, less frustration in the air. Research has shown that parents who are more flexible in how they approach challenges often experience less stress and more positive relationships with their children. Psychologist Susan David, author of Emotional Agility, reminds us that flexibility gives us the freedom to pause and step back so we can choose a response that fits the moment rather than being trapped in old patterns. That sense of choice is what helps us feel grounded and empowered, even in the middle of uncertainty. One simple way to practice flexibility is through Susan David's pause and choose approach. Here's how it looks in everyday parenting. First, pause. When you notice tension building, maybe in a routine, a conversation, or even in your own thoughts, stop for a brief moment and take a slow breath. Next, notice. Name what's happening, simply and kindly. For example, this homework time feels stressful. Or, bedtime is getting stretched later and later. Then, choose. Instead of trying to fix everything at once, choose one small tweak that feels doable. You might ask yourself, what's one little shift that could ease this moment? Maybe it's dimming the lights earlier, or setting up a quieter space, or letting go of one small step that isn't serving anyone right now. The beauty here is that it's an experiment, not a permanent change. You're just trying something new, seeing how it feels, and keeping what works. Remember, Flexibility isn't about getting everything right. It's about staying open, protecting your energy, and meeting this moment with what's needed now. If you'd like to stay connected or receive podcast updates, you can visit diversewellbeing.ie and join our mailing list. I hope this practice gives you a little more ease and permission to experiment, one small step at a time. Until next week, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.